appointed. I think the first
we're
different speaker today.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, the
change of venue, change of speaker. Like a stick of dearest Arai, the whole issue here. It's all. I heard on Friday a story. We're now in the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sikkis, after the Tshiva of Yom Kippur. And actually, it says in the Bir Agru on Shulchan Aruch that we all know Rishon Lechesh Mavoinus. There's a lot of Pshutim. What does it mean? Does it mean that there's no Avoinus between Yom Kippur and Sikkis? But the Vilna Gaon says some kind of Lushan that it's Ktsas, it's got a bit of a thing of Yom Kippur. These 4 days still have the Kapura of Yom Kippur. That means it's some kind of Hemshech of Yom Kippur. We come to Sikkis, we're still pure from Yom Kippur. I heard the Gewaldig story of Rav Steinmann.
What? So much Heiligkeit doesn't go away so quickly.
So what, so much?
So much Heiligkeit.
Gewaldig, yeah. Gewaldig, a Pshat. He's saying a Pshat in the Goan. And there's so much Kedusha, so much Tahara, yeah, that doesn't go away so quickly. But I heard a Gewaldig story from about Rav Steinmann, Zachar Tzadik Levrucha. Said as well, it's a true story. There was a bucher in Ponovich, good bucher from a good family, and he was Geret HaShidduch. Also, I suppose a Passendige HaShidduch. Yeah. So, here and here, information up and down. Somewhere in the middle of, along the line, this girl told him that at a certain stage in her life, she was out of seminary. She was kicked out because she was doing things which are not so
appropriate.
Okay, I need help with my English always, yeah. So she's just telling him, but Baruch Hashem, she's Baal Tshuva, it's all done. So he got all shocked. Shidduch in the middle of this. Okay, he has to ask a Udom Gudel what to do. So he went to Rav Steinmann to ask him what he should do. So Rav Steinmann listens to him and he asks him, okay, and what do you say? What do you think about it? He says, look, really, Panovich, Bucha, I'm from a nice family. He goes, I don't think it's mamish the appropriate. So Rav Steinmann tells him, you've got a nest, you've got a muzzle, that the other side, the girl side, didn't come to ask me whether they should do the shidduch. Because I would have told them not to touch you. Because you're a koifer. You don't believe in tshuva. You don't believe in tshuva. You don't believe in tshuva. How can somebody make a shidduch with you? Yeah, the ad kedei lemaase, you got to believe in it. Got to believe in it. The Sifse Tzadik brings from the Chedisha Rim. Sikkis is different than all the other mitzvahs because we go in with our whole body. The Chedisha Rim said, why? Why taka we zoicha to go in a sikkah with our whole body? Because after Yom Kippur, we're all pure. We can go in to the sikkah, which is there was a tzaddik called Reb Luze from Reisha. Reisha's town in Poland was a fifth door of the Rebbe Reb Meilich. He says, whole Arichas, he speaks about the whole Seder Avoide from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Sikkis, and some Chastoya afterwards. He says, Azoi. He says, a Mushl, somebody, Achmon Eretzlon, has a Machla in his body. So the first thing is, you have to cut out the place which is not well, which is unhealthy, has to be cut. That's the first avoider, the operation of taking out the destroyed cells of the body. Then you have to do a force to heal that place. So the person has to be in a certain place of healing, the air has to be better, everything has to be healthier. And then, afterwards, once he's been through the operation, he's been cleaned out, he's taken the right medicine, and he's been in the right sviva, the right
environment.
Then he can go back to normal life. So he says, Azoi. Everything, it says that the Yetzirah is in the left part of the heart. Yeah, there's the Tzad Yemin of the heart and the Tzad Smol of the heart. So the left part of the heart, that's where the unhealthy part of the person's body is. You have the Yetzirah who's telling us to do the wrong things. So we start off with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and we do the Ushamni Bogadni. That's the operation of taking out the unhealthy parts of the body. Then we do the nanuim of the lilev, which we also have to bring to the chuze. Yeah, the nanuim go this, and we bring them back to which is the medicine. Yeah, lilev is gematria chaim. After we've done the operation, we've taken out all the unhealthy parts of the body, then we can start healing. But then we've got to be in an environment of good air. That's the sukkah, which is like we're going to Switzerland or somewhere. Yeah, we're going out of the. This we're going with the spiesen. It's a completely different situation. Afterwards, we take the Sefer Torah. And we also hold it. He says, also hold it to our heart, which is after we've done the whole operation of the vidi, after we've brought the lilif to us, which is the medicine which we're taking. Then we're ready afterwards to bring back the Torah to ourselves. Basically, the whole idea of these days, it's one long avoider of cleaning ourselves out, like, I don't know what the names of the people are, like he said before, that the Tahara of Yom Kippur, it's not Yom Kippur is finished, and now it's sickest, then there's another thing. Reb David. Reb David, oh. Reb David used to work with my father, I think, years ago. Yes, richtig, stimmt. Oh. Is so it's one long avoider of Rosh Hashanah Kippur, Sikkus, and so on and so forth. There is a famous vault. I just want to elaborate on it a bit. Rishon Lechesh Mavoinus. So we said before. So there's a famous vault from the Badit Shavaruf, which is very. It's pastach for the Badit Shavaruf. The same vault Chasam Sofer says as well. We all know that there's two types of tshiva. There's tshiva me'yira and tshiva me'ahava. And we'll soon see that we all do tshiva me'ahava. All of us. All of us. Tshiva me'ahava is doinus nasi v'kischias. And the Chasam Sofer in a tshiva somewhere, he says it's literally. He says for every kizayis of nevela or trefa which a person ate, he will get scha as if he ate a kizayis of korban pesach. This is Chasam Sofer. So, Zdoinus Nasi Lekeschias is quite a major zach. And so says the Badit Shavaruf that on Shunim Kippur, people, you do Tshiva Meyira. Because we're all doing Tshuva, we know Schava Oynish and so on. On Sikkus, we do Tshuva Meyahav. So, he says, when a person does Tshiva Meyira, Hashem doesn't want to make a Cheshm of his Averis. Because the Mo'averis, even though it's a Shoigig, is not good. When a person does Tshuva Me'ahava, every Averi he did is a Schus. So the Mo'averis he has, the more the merrier, as they say. So Rishon Lechesh Mavoinus. When it comes Sikkus, the Eivishter says, let's make a Cheshm, let's have Mo'averis, let's find a Shtikle, a small Averi, let's bring them all together. So Badit Shavuf says a Pshat, he says Azoi. We say in Mizmor Sheikh Hanik Sabayis, Pitachto Saki Vatazreini Simcho. The Sutton is a whole year busy packing up sacks of Averis. He's coming with his big sacks, and the Averis says, okay, no problem, more. And so he brings all kinds of half Averis. Then when Yidin the Tshiva Mahava, he doesn't know that he's got sacks of mitzvahs. Instead of, he starts emptying out Pitachto Saki, he opens up the sacks, starts pouring them out on the scale. Vatazreini Simcho. Says the sacks of Averis are sacks of mitzvahs. Now the question is, okay, fine, Tshuva Me'ahava is doinus nasi l'kischias. The question is, are we doing Tshuva Me'ahava? So there's two pshutim, a lot of pshutim in Tshuva Me'ahava, which can relate to us very easily that we are also doing Tshuva Me'ahava. there was a mashgiach in not the mashgiach, the yeshiva before the war, Yeshivas Chacham Lublin, was called the Kozhuglov Aruf. There's a sefer called Eretz Tzvi. He was killed in the war, the Kozhuglov Aruf. He says, Tshiva Mahava could mean Tshiva Bizman Ahava. In a time when a person feels Ahava to the Eibishter, and he does then Tshuva, it could also be called Tshiva Mahava. Tshiva Mahava, we could be, is a very big madrega. A person loves Hashem so much that he does Tshuva. He says, no, it's enough to do Tshuva Bizman Ahava. The man of Yom Tov becomes sickest, every person comes out as Ahava to the Eibishter, he does Tshiva Bizman Ahava. But then, there's a Chiddush Niflu in a sefer called Oyla Shemayim. Oyla Shemayim was the Reuven Apta, not the famous Apta Reuv. It was the Reuven Apta before that, after the Apta Reuv. The Oyla Shemayim was a Talmud of the Rebbe from Lublin. And he says, he's got a few pshutim. One of the pshutim is, interesting pshat, I'm not going to go into now the why he says that, but he brings it from Mishnah Chassidim, that if a person did a Avera, Mihira, what does doing Avera Mihira mean? It says there was such a thing in the years ago. People had Yira from the Avodah Zarah, from the Koach Satima. They wanted to do Averas. That's called doing Avera Mihira. Doing Avera Mehava, doing Avera Mehava means doing Avera L'tovim. Because you've got Yetzar. It says Tshiva Mehava means if you do on Averas which you did Mehava, is doing this nasi l'kischis. Now, I don't think any of us ever do an Avera for Yira of something. We have none of that. So all we do is Avera is Mahava, maximum, yeah? So all our Avera is doing this Nazi Lekeschias, Frat Zman Ahava as well. So we're doing very well, actually. Yeah? My Am Zicha doing very well. Because I've got a lot of Avera, so might have got all done. We have to believe in all this, like we say. Maaseh, the whole Indian of Sikha, the Indian of Sikha is the Indian of Bituchim. There's a lution here of the Shlua Kiddush. Just a few lines read out of Shlua. It brings from Sefer Menorah Hamoed. What means Tse midiris kva v'shev bediris arai? Hoysa kavanosom, shebo mitzvah sikha lelamdeini, sheloi yosim odom betchoinoi v'goy v'beisoi v'chezikoi v'tikun ha'atoif. The sikha is a we like to say a lot of nice veta, nice stories, but we forget a lot of times the basic idea of the mitzvahs. The Shlua Kiddush himself says in the end of it, even though there's a lot of soidas, I'm also telling you the very basic is bituchim. Yeah? I think in this time it's very important to chazer again the inner of bituchim. People maybe feel unsafe or whatever it is. Bituchim doesn't mean when you feel safe. If you feel safe, then bituchim doesn't come in. It's feeling safe without the safety from Arim and Arim, without the bias. Al yiftach b'siyu Hashem odom. Yosem b'tchoynoi b'mir she'oma v'hoyo oylom, ki loy levadoi, only he can help you. And he says as well, mitzvah sikha, b'os b'chum igonach v'mikvecho, fish b'zman hazeh, the zman of sukkah, the time of the year, his zman b'ita. It's a time of Be'ita means kicking. It's a time when people have so much good that the person starts having bituchen in his own things. Yeah, he has a house. The yeshiv besikik deshis oire the yosim if tachoy b'ashem yizburach. He should put his bituchen in the Eibush. That's the idea of sikha. Rabbi Avigdor Miller is always busy with it. That take the mitzvah of sikha. It's not enough just to know the idea. Every time you go into the sikha, every time you start the seed in the sikha, every time you're eating in the sikha, just again, the sikha is cold. It's cold because we haven't got the central heating, we haven't got this. That's all part of the thing to remind us that we have to have the bituchen in Hashem and nothing else can help us. That is the whole idea of sikha. There's a remez to remember. A sikha has four tfanas and schach. Doifen is gematria 140. Yeah? Stimmt? Dalet vov is 10, pei is 80, is 90, and nin is 50. It's 140. 4 times 140 is 560. Plus the schach, which is another 100. Schach is samach, chof, chof is 100, is 660. 660 is seise. Yeah, seise is samach 60, tof is 400, reish is 200, so 660. Yoshev beseise elyon. So we say every day in Ledovid Hashem, which we say in these days, ki tzpeneini besikoi beseise aholoi. The sikah is the place where we're hidden from all bad things. That is the idea of the sikah, which is not only in the sikah, it's to show us that all around we have the bituchen, we know that we're surrounded by Hashem and we've got nothing to be scared of. The Chasam Sofer says that this idea, that's why there's a machloikus, if sikah diras arai or sikah diras kava. So he says, as usual, there's eili va'elu diver elikim chayim. Both are true. That means azoi. The sikah is a diras arai, means we only do it for 7 days, we don't do it for 8 days, we do it. I have a sikah for 8 days, but the idea is to be kaveh abas, that even when we're in the house, the idea of the sikah should stay with us. So it's a diras arai, which should become a diras kva. The arai should become kva bas. We can't expect from a person a whole year to be in the sukkah, but he should keep the idea of the sukkah for a whole year. Now it says a pshat, it says also, v'yakov nosa sikoisu. And that's why we know that from the three other sikahs belongs to Yaakov. It says, "Vayivan loy bayis." He built himself a house. Ele miknehu for his mikne cattle. Oh, also sukkos. Okay, and so why Yaakov for himself? He made that house for his cattle. He made sukkos. So why are we doing what he made for his cattle? We're not the cattle, are we? We should be more the Yaakov. He says no. Yaakov made out of the idea of sukkos. Vayivan loy for himself. He made it into a bayis. Yaakov was a whole year in the sukkah. Ele mekneu, it's enough for sikkus itself. We can't expect from a person to be a whole year in the mamash and the madrega of sukkah, so we do it. Al ken koshan vakum sikkus. But really the idea is to take the idea of the sikkah and bring it into the bayis. I thought maybe we can, everything's got its rembers. Nowadays many people have built-in sukkahs. That means we've got to build in the idea of the sukkah. We've got, this is, yeah, because the built-in sukkah has got this chesur in that we don't feel so much we're in the sukkah. But if we build in the idea of the sukkah into the bayis, then we've done something. And there was an Yerushalayim, Rav Deshinsky, the Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Deshinsky, he adds a nice idea to this inyan of bituchen. He says that a person shouldn't feel, bituchen is a big madrega. To have proper bituchen is a huge, huge madrega. Even if a person is not in Gansen in the Madrega of Bituchen, a bit of Bituchen is also worth a lot. The person thinks, okay, I haven't got Bituchen. My Bituchen is not a whole, nicht gefährlich. So he says, that's why there's Besukois Mole with a Vov, and there's Besukas without. It says, Besikois Teishvi Shivas Yomim, Man Yede, Ki Besikois Hoishavti, as Bnei Yisrael Betzi Ois Meretz Mitzrayim. When I took them out of Mitzrayim, the sikkos was full. The bituchen was in Gansen. But there is as well a madrega of besikas. It's also good. It's also good enough. If a person shouldn't think that if his bituchen is not 100%, he's nowhere. Epes bituchen is auch good. Reb Shamshon Refuel Hirsch adds to this. That's why schach, which is mechuba lekaka, is pustel. Schach, which is connected, is pustel. Says the inyan of bituchen is the less connection we have in yunim gashmiyim, that we feel that we need them, we have them, they give us our no?
Yes.
Safety. That's the what? Well, is it, at my age, can I still learn English, or it's a lost case? Am I a lost case? What?
Never too late.
Even to learn English? Oh, it's never too late. Oh, we still do some English. It's getting worse from time to time. Okay, nicht gefährlich. Da ilmum steht ein bisschen Yiddish ochet. Ja? So, not to be mechuba lekaka. There's a younger man here, he speaks here sometimes. I don't know if he speaks in Torah way, because I don't know if he speaks English. It's called Rav Sadia Greenfield, but he gives shiurim here and there. he told me his father. His father was a very, very chushev yid. I knew him a bit. His father was nifta 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that. Rav Shmuel, that's right. It's very chushev yid. Said his father. Who is Einik? How come?
Because he married that family.
Was an interesting person. He told me his father never wanted to buy a house. He always wanted to live rented. Why? He said when you buy a house, you become connected to this world. You leave something over after 120. Everybody's the other way around. Yeah, we're looking to leave for our children another house, another property. He said, to buy a house, you bring some chabah to this world. No, that he doesn't want. He doesn't mind. You need to live somewhere, so live somewhere where he doesn't want to be mechubah to this world. This is the idea of Rav Shamshon of Ulhish, that you shouldn't have schach, which is mechubah lekaka, like we spoke of the Chasam Sofer. The idea is that the bias should also be a sukkah. But even the bias, the sukkah should become a bias. The whole year, we should take with this idea of bitochen in the Eibishter. And that was the Prima Gudim, which is a halucha sefer. Also says this idea in Siman Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph. He says that's why we need to have lechatchila kechovim nira mitoicha. We need the stars to be able to see the stars through the schach. So the Prima Gudim says that because it says in Pusik, we know se'i moro imeneichem ir'i mi bora eile. A person looks at Hashem's wonders and it brings him a minna. It brings him, he sees Hashem through the schach. We've got to see the stars, we've got to see the Se'i Mor Manechem, Re'i Mi Bura Eile. Reb Meilich Biderman always has these sweet Tosufos. He says, that's why, what's the Shia of Chinuch for Sikkah? So it says, if a child wakes up in the middle of the night and he calls his mother, he's put off sick. So he says, if he still has Bituchen in anybody else except Hashem, he can't yet sit in the sukkah. If he still thinks his mother can help him, then he can't sit in the sukkah. He's not yet ready for the sukkah. If he still thinks his mother's going to do him anything, he's not ready for the sukkah. If he... That's a shayna yisuf. The Shem Shmuel brings from his father, the Avnanezer, Ad Kedei Kach, that on sukkahs, like on Pesach by night, we don't have to say the full Krishma Shalamita, because there's no mazikim, it's Leil Shimurim. So he says, La'alucha l'masa, that the whole sukkah, when you sleep in the sukkah, you don't have to say the whole Krishna. Because of the such a bituchen on the Eibishter in sukkah, yeah, it's enough. It's like Lal Shemirim. Yeah. Nowadays, I don't know if everybody has this and so on, but there was enough times where people taka had sukkahs on the streets or places where they were taka scared to sleep or whatever. So this is the idea that we do not have to... There is a beautiful vault from the Rishana. It says the Chotkever, Psul Chotkever, the second Chotkever ever, brings from his Zayde, the Rishana, his Elter Zayde. The Rishana said, Azoi, what Sikkah is a Zeche to Anana Yakovet? First of all, what does Anana Yakovet mean? What does the Kovet mean? What's the Kovet all about? Kovet for who? And another thing, we know that Anana Yakovet was Beschus Aharon. What have the Anana Kovet got to do with Aaron? Also, we know that the Dalad Minim are Merambos on Achdus. Yeah, we know that the Medrash, we say also in the Piyutim on Sukkos, all the types of Klal Yisrael. Yeah. So he says, Azoi, when a person speaks, there comes out my English, steam of his mouth. It's not steam, it's vapor. Comes out, and that is what makes the clouds. The clouds come from the people speaking. So he says Azoi, the religion says Azoi. When two people speak to each other, if they're not Ba'achtus, so there's one cloud from this person and one cloud from this person. If there's Achtus, it all becomes one big cloud. Aaron HaKohen was the Oy of Shulam, the Red of Shulam. He made the whole Klal Yisrael have Shulam, so there was one big cloud which took around the whole Klal Yisrael. That's Anana Yakovet, is the Anunim, which of respect to each other. That's Anana Yakovet. It's the Unam, which came out of the respect from each year to each other. So that's where everything comes. comes together. It's the Amalei HaKovet, yeah? It's Aaron HaKohen, the Oyev Shulim. It's the Dalad Minim, which is Mechaba Klal Yisrael. It all comes with the Sikha. I saw an interesting thing. There was a Mashgiach in Chachma Lublin called Reb Shimon Zelichova. I don't know if you've heard of him. He was also killed in the war. Udam Gudel Ma'oid Ma'oid. Mamash Achidish. He alone said himself, Reb Meir Shapira wrote in the newspaper, he's looking for Mashgiach. What are the qualifications he needs? He needs to know the whole Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sefru. It was an advert. We're looking for somebody. It's like saying we're looking for somebody who has the right qualifications for the job. So his qualifications. So he came to Chachma Lublin. Shimon came. They were middle of supper when he came. He was in the Chayda Oichel. And he asked, Chachma Lublin had a lot of Gerusa Kailim. He asked him if somebody can tell him exactly how to be Makrev a Kor Mincha, or but not. Just tell him exactly. Tomorrow there's a B'smikdash. Somebody said this. So he stood there 2 hours, and he said, Lefi all the shittas of Tanuam and Amaruam, and Lefi all the shittas of Rishonim, exactly how to be Makrev a Kor. Also, just supper time. And he was accepted as the Mashgiach. He says, in Tesanta Zach, why do we see that there's a Yid who lives in, he spoke about his times, a Yid lives in Poil, and a Yid lives in Galicia, they don't love each other too much. The English Yid with the Polish Yid, why? They're all Yidin. Why is there such a thing as a Polish Yid and an English Yid? Nowadays we could say English Yid, but I'm not sure how it works. Yeah, there is. So he said, because every person who lives in a country, takes in a bissel goyishkeit as well. So there is the goyisher part of him is the polisher. And the other yid has the goyisher part of him is the ingerisher. So Maida, these parts don't love each other. After yidin do tshiva and they get rid of the goyisher part of themselves, then there's achdus. Because really all yidin should be beshulim with each other. The problem is the chaylik ha-goy, which is in the yid. Now we know we're not allowed to let a goy come into the sikkah. So it's written, Shach ala Torah. Shach ala Torah is not from the Shach, it's from the Talmud of the Ari HaKodesh. Shach ala Torah says you shouldn't let a goy into the sikkah. Some say when you close the roof it's easier. Yeah, sometimes let in the cleaning lady, whatever, but with an open roof, you shouldn't let in a goy into the sikkah. So the Shemeshmiel says that the person has to get rid of his own goy as well. He has to get rid of his shtickle goy, which is in him. Yeah? And there is I'll finish with that. There is the Kolosh Tzeruf, Zaycha Tzadik Levrucha, was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yankele, said as a Rebbe Chuna Halpen, said this B'Shem, which he heard from the Kolosh Tzeruf in the war. He said as a, that Mashiach is going to come, and all types of Yidin, even Yidin who mamash don't know themselves that they're Yidin, Mashiach is going to take them to Tzeruf. How do I know? If the Germans want to kill every Yid, even the Yid who don't even know they're Yid, 3 doors back just about something. Al Kochoch, as if they're good enough Yidin for the Germans, they're good enough Yidin for Mashiach to take them back. Yeah? See, the Goyim nowadays, they're not looking for this type of Yid, that type of Yid. They're looking for every type of Yid. Every type of Yid, wherever he is. Yeah? So if they are Makir, that every type of Yid is Yid, of an Instagricha Makizal. And now it comes after Yom Kippur, after the Tshiva, everybody, there's no English Yid, there's no this type of Yid, that type of Yid, all the Yid are the same, all Anana are covered, respect each other, and all going to the sick, and I have to help them, Zana lechtigen, kushen, freilichen, jomte.